Welcome to Discover You Radio's discussions. Let's show some respect by paying attention to what our guest has to say. Go on now, my friend. The floor is yours. We want to know who you are, what you're about, and what you have to bring to the table.
Welcome to Discover You Radio's discussions. On the phone with me, I have Kip from Laughing Truth. The floor is yours. The table is yours. Kip, what do you got for us?
What's up, listeners? Hey, first off, thank you very much for supporting Will. When I found out that this guy, he only had like 700 followers, and I immediately jumped on because what he's trying to do is so important to me. It's the transformation and decentralization of music. What a cool thing that is. And it resonated with me because I have the floor, which means you guys have to listen to me preach to you. I'm going to hit you with some heavy stuff. That's how I am. I don't do small talk. You might know me as Laughing Truth on TikTok, or you can call me Kip, whatever you want. But my jam is about transformative entertainment, a.k.a. I want to wake you up to the warrior within you and get you on your hero's journey. So in about 3 minutes or less, I'm going to kind of give you where I came from and where this happened. And if it resonates with you, then reach out. Let's talk. So here's the scoop. Come from a messed up society, came messed up family, messed up all that kind of stuff. And I got my head straight, put myself through school, got 4 degrees. My mom died of cancer, kind of figured out myself. And now I've been self-employed for 33 years. Well, the core component of that was that I avoided social media and I avoided video games and I avoided movies and television and all that because it wasn't kind of my path. Well, that actually means that I got some time to think through some problems. And I'm going to hit you with the core philosophy of Laughing Truth, and then we'll see if this resonates with you guys. So we're all telling a story. This is our jam. Every single person on this planet is a story to tell. And I'm listening carefully to your story and everyone around me. The challenge is a lot of you are telling the story where you're either the victim or even worse, you're the villain. And I want to change that and make the case that you are the hero. So let's start. If I take every single man, woman, and child, and by the way, if I'm talking, you should be taking notes. That's my arrogance, but just roll with it. So every man, woman, and child in every society, in every day and age, is always telling the same story. It's the hero story. It's every movie. It's every film. It's every book that we read. It's the same thing. Why? Why are we obsessed with this hero's path? It's because it's in our DNA. And I only have a couple minutes, so I can't break down why, but I'm drawing from Jung and Moyers and all that kind of stuff. So my jam is to bring that to the surface. Have you start to look at yourself, a la Gurdjieff, etc., and really get engaged with what this life is about? And when you do, you're going to start to see some things that are going to surprise you. Most of you take this stoic sense of, oh, I just want to sit on the beach and drink Mai Tais, and I don't want any stress, and I want passive income, and that's how I want to live. No, you don't. You really don't. Because if you look at your life, and I'm going to challenge you to do that right now, go back and look at your life and tell me all the growth times that you've had have gone through suffering, have gone through, man, I don't know if I can do this, and I don't even know if I've got it in me. And when you leaned into it and you took the chance and overcame that, that's what true happiness is. I can prove this to you. By the way, everything that I teach can be proved mathematically. So here's the fun thing. I'm going to lead you down a thought experiment that was done by Robert Nozick. He has an idea called the experience machine, which is basically this. If I could plug you into a machine, have you fed, have everything taken care of, your body's kept alive, all that kind of stuff, and you don't know that you're hooked to the machine, but you're just in a dream state. But in the dream state, it's no different than reality. And in that dream state, you have the best day of your life. And then the next day in the dream state, you have the even better than the day before. Would you do it? Well, if most of you that I talk to, unless you're anti-life, say, no, I wouldn't do that, because you understand that's fundamentally not the way that life is, which proves, and I know this is going over you guys a little bit, but we can talk later, about the anti-utilitarian approach. You don't want everyone just to be happy. So the people who go after happiness as a goal are lost. That's not their goal. Their goal, really, is to do really tough things, not sure if they can do it, lean into it, overcome it, and in that they gain the happiness. So part of that is this, the most beautiful part of the system that I teach is that you've already got the answers within you. You're already enough. And the bravest thing that you've ever said is help, because we need to lean on each other, which is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to create community on TikTok, which is not performative, but is rather genuine, which isn't parasocial, but is rather inspired, mm-hmm. and people leaning on each other and helping each other. And it ends with this. This is the most beautiful thing that I can share with you guys. And since I got the floor, you have to listen. You've already won, because an amazing book by Viktor Frankl, probably my favorite book, is Man's Search for Meaning. And in there, he says, you can either change your circumstances or you can change the way that you think about them. So I would challenge you guys right here, right now, to think about the fact that you could live this life as a story worth telling to other people. And in it, you could be the hero. And if that doesn't rock, I don't know what does. So that's my preaching, Will, back to you.
Well, you know, if that is not philosophy in a nutshell right there, I don't know what else to say. Let's crack that egg open, crack open that nut, that walnut, and reach in and grab the philosophy that's within it. You know, it's I don't know. You nailed it. I mean, you nailed a lot on the head of what's going on with people, and everything is a victim story, but if you could switch it to the hero story, it becomes a lot more interesting. So,
and you can. It's just a simple choice. It's. And by the way, you can cut me off when we need to go to the thing, but it's at any time anybody wants. The beauty of the system that I teach is anytime you want, you can switch gears. It's just a choice. And it's everyone says, oh my gosh, I have this huge goal, I got to do this thing. No, you don't. It's just the small, simplest things where you become a little bit more heroic every day. I have people that have written books. I have people that have lost weight. I have people that all this. And I just love it. And no, I'm not trying to take people in for coaching. That's not what I'm about. I just want to share experience together and show us that together we're better. We can inspire each other. That's about it.
And that is from Kip with Laughing Truth. Stay tuned. There is more.
You're a business owner and you want to grow your business, but you don't have the time to focus on marketing. It seems like every time you turn around, another new marketing trend is popping up. You can spend hours trying to figure out how to make your ads work, or you can use Discover You Radio's services. We've spent years learning the ins and outs of online marketing. Our team will help you create a campaign that gets results. We have experience creating ads for platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, which are the most popular social media networks in today's world. Get started with our experienced team today. Go to discoveryouradio.com or call 970-286-5921 for your free consultation. Let Discover You Radio create an ad campaign for you so you can focus on your business while we focus on getting you more customers.
Here's Laughing Truth again with some more philosophical linguistic
rambling.
Philosophical linguistic value. Take it in.
What's up, guys? So here's the scoop. And by the way, I appreciate you giving me a platform to do this because it's kind of fun. And it also makes me hone my skills to say, hey, you've spent 30 years studying this. What did you come up with? And it better be your best. So let me throw out to you guys some things that I think. And I'm going to blast on the internet and social media for just a second because, you know, I spent a long time away from all this. I see you guys involved in parasocial relationships where you're kind of worshiping someone, think you get to know them and everything. But I would ask you guys, if you're going to use social media, learn to move past the parasocial and really get inspired with these guys. Pick up the phone and talk to them. I put my phone number, I put all my contact information on my page on TikTok because I want to talk to people. I want to get to know people and who they really are. And I also want to caution you against something, and I don't know where it came from, but since I have the floor, I'm going to blast on something. For whatever reason, everyone has decided that Stoicism is so super cool. And everyone's like, oh, I'm a Stoic. And they read one Seneca book or maybe Marcus Aurelius, and they go, oh, this is the proper way to live. And I'm going to throw it out there that I think Stoicism is garbage and anti-life. Uh-oh. So now I've pissed off a lot of you, which is okay. Because Stoicism has this idea that, you know, well, we're going to really use our brains and be in harmony with nature. And in doing so, we're following natural laws, and our four tenets of Stoic virtues make us find peace and happiness. But part of it that I'm arguing is this. They say they want to be in harmony with nature. Have you seen nature? Have you seen it? Have you gone out in the woods and actually seen what happens? And you're like, wow, here is a bear that is eating a deer alive. The deer is dying and shrieking and all this. And the bear is just like, what? I'm just eating a deer. That's your nature. So if you want to live in harmony with nature, then you would become the most important creature that there is. So instead, what Stoics do is they take a religiosity and say, well, I'm going to impose on nature what I think nature should be. The lion laying down with the lamb and birds and unicorns and rainbows and all that. But that's not the way it really is. So let me offer an alternative. You know, my philosophy is the hero story says that, you know, you're supposed to get your hands dirty. You're supposed to get your heart broken. You're supposed to get fired from your job. You're supposed to lose the love of your life. But you're also supposed to see all those super highs that you get. And that's experiencing life fully. Nietzsche made the statement, you know, if you stare into the abyss long enough, the abyss stares back at you. But I have a little bit of a different spin on that, which is I don't think you're supposed to stare at anything. That's the Stoic thing, to stand back and go, well, that abyss doesn't seem very safe. I think I'll stay back. But my philosophy, and Nietzsche would say, jump in, both feet. And I would encourage you guys, what would be the harm? Really look at this. Is your life so great that if you were to lean into risk and take chances and really embrace life and just grab it by the neck and throttle it and say, all right, let's do this life thing, would your life really be that bad? Would you really lose something? Or are you really just losing aspects of your ego?
I'd like to chime in with a song I have, Kip, if you don't mind.
Yeah, please do.
I wrote a song for somebody. It's called Sunrise to Sunrise. And one of the lyrics, the lyric in the song, and it's probably the most famous lyric in that song, is, I'm risky, I gotta be, that's the way I make ends meet. So it's about taking that risk. You gotta take the risk if you want to make ends meet. Otherwise, without taking the risk, you don't know the outcome.
And you're never going to be happy because you've lived in fear. So that's my hero approach, is to get used to being uncomfortable. It's okay. And life is really rich if you lean in that hard, I promise you.
Like thick oatmeal, rich?
Really, 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 really thick. Yeah. But I appreciate you giving me the chance to do my rant with people and talk to people. And if anybody wants to talk, man, reach out. I'm a normal person. Just reach out to me at Laughing Truth on TikTok, or, you know, check my bio. It's got some links in there or whatever. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just trying to wake you guys up and go, man, life is awesome. I really want you to get it. That's about it.
If anybody is philosophical, if you love philosophy and you love somebody with a mind that's constantly thinking and looking for the solutions to those, you know, hurdles, Kip is the guy. Trust me on this one. Kip is the guy to get into touch with and can really help you, you know, think about yourself and the way you think. And not only that, but call you out on it. He called me a coward, and I agreed. I was a coward in some situations, and actually changed my perspective, and I stripped myself of the coward coat, and I got out there and did the right thing.
And if any of your listeners want to just experiment around with this with the lowest barrier to entry, go sign up. Go look at Warrior Reads, which is warrior, then the word reads with an S, warriorreads.com. Go sign up for it. Just do it for free. Just do the free one. I'll hook you up. Don't worry about it. And just know what it's like to listen to warrior stories every single night when you go to bed, and see if it doesn't transfer and let you start to think of yourself that way. I'm not promoting that. I just want to give it to you guys. Do what you want.
Well, I'll promote it. Go to Warrior Reads. I'll promote it then. Go to Warrior Reads and really think about, consider certain situations that you are in. Kip, I had a wonderful conversation and kind of showed me some areas of my character flaws that I actually, within a moment's notice, made a difference. So thank you for tuning in, Kip. I appreciate you coming on. Any last thing before we shut this off?
No, thanks, Will, and I love you guys, and be good to each other.
And with that, that's a wrap.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Discover You Radio's podcast.
You can also join Will as he goes live on air from 8:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Mountain Time, Monday through Friday, at discoveruradio.com for a glimpse into independent music, interviews, and announcements.